Okay, so now in this episode, this is sort of like a bonus episode of this podcast, and this is not a storytelling episode, not a scary story episode, not something like that. So this is just me talking to you guys about this podcast and some things about myself and about you guys, and you know, there are just a lot of things that I want to let you guys know. So that's why I decided to make this episode. So this is not a real episode or something. This is just a bonus episode. So the season one of my Scariest Stories podcast is already live on 7 different platforms of podcasting, and you can listen to them wherever you want. And the fact that I started making podcasts with these stories has really helped me to be close with you guys. I just want to say it that way. And the fact is that English is not my primary language, so please forgive me for any mistakes that I made, and even if I'm still making something, so please just keep in mind and forgive me for that. And and then when I started, I just want to let you guys know about this journey that I'm in and this journey that I'm willing to continue, because podcasting is something that when I found that you can do podcasting, and I became really excited because I always wanted to do something that would show off my voice and my talkings and something like that. So you know, there are many numerous platforms. The internet, YouTube is like the most popular one. So I made some videos on YouTube, but no, it never really felt to me that I was passionate about YouTubing, because you know, you'd have to come up with a certain category of idea to stand out, and I thought that I did not have the potential or the talent in me to continue the YouTubing journey. So I just quite left, you can say that. So when I found out that you can start podcasting and using only your voice and you don't have to record video and something like that, I became really happy, and you know, I became really confident and passionate about that, because podcasting does not really need that much of editing compared to YouTube. Because you know, in YouTube you have to like make a video, then edit a video, then upload a video, then wait for it to upload it, and then there's a video, and then you don't know how the video will perform over the internet over time. So you know, there were some things that I was struggling to deal with, and then I found this application called Anchor. And you know, Anchor is sponsoring this podcast for a long time, but Anchor is really a good and helpful podcasting maker as far as I'm concerned, because Anchor comes from the same company as Spotify does. You know, Spotify, the company that Spotify belongs to, is the same company that Anchor belongs to. So when I used Spotify and came to know that company, and then I also found out that you can make your own podcast using Anchor. So after that, I practiced with many ideas, but I did not really feel like I could be doing something that consistently with those ideas. But then I came up with this idea about this scary stories idea, where you know, I read out scary stories every night, and I thought that this would be a really, really fun way to contact with you guys, and you know, you guys would like that. Because when I started doing this, I used to upload every day. I mean, every night, actually, every night at 10 p.m. You know, I just really advertised it in every other social media platforms that every night at 10 p.m. you get a new scary stories episode. So so in that way it went quite well, and I did this for around like 30 to 35 days, and then I made total around 40 episodes of season one. And the thing that I want to let you guys know is that I saw that many other podcasters, they release quite long episodes, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, these long episodes, and they post frequently, but not that much frequently, maybe bi-weekly or maybe once in a week, and these types of. So I wanted to do something different, because the fact that I am also a student and I don't have really a lot of time to record that much time of podcast. So, you know, I had to came up with an idea that would that would attract everyone. So I came up with this idea of storytelling, and the stories are not really long, as you guys know from this podcast, I hardly made any episodes over 15 minutes. You know, those are like mini episodes sort of thing, like 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. Like, you know, I wanted to make something that people would like to hear when they're busy. Like, if you're driving home, you can just listen to one episode of my podcast. It would take you for like 10 minutes or so, and you're just listened to the latest episode of this podcast. So, you know, that was my viewpoint of making this podcast. So, pardon me for the background noises. I'm trying as much as I can to reduce the noise. So, when I wanted to do that, I really wanted to do something, as I said before, that would attract people around me. And after making the first episode, I started to promote my podcast in my social media accounts, and the very few people who started to listen to my podcast, they seemed to quite enjoy it, and I was also satisfied with the fact that people are liking this podcast. So the last episode of season 1, the episode 40, that came out on September 25. Okay, so September 25 was the day that I suddenly decided that I have to end this season right now, because the day after that day, the September 26, I had an upcoming exam. Those exams are like online exams, you know, 2020, you know what is happening. So thanks to God that 2020 is gone. So, you know, from the 26th September, I had my exams, so I was not sure that that I could be making podcast anymore. So I just had to end that season one, and then this is the day I'm recording. This is January 7th, and recently, my friends and some known people of me have asked me about this podcast that I made. So I shared it with them, and they seem to really like it. So I started to think that I need to post again. I need to make the season 2. You know, when it comes to podcast, you know, season 1, season 2, the thinking of season doesn't really make sense, because I've seen other podcasters that make episodes regularly and not in a season to season basis. So I was quite worried because how the people will accept it, but I think people are liking it. And the fact that season 2 is coming on the same day that season 1 started, August 20, and season 2 is coming on August 20, 2021. So that's all the things that I wanted to let you guys know. And also, there are some other things that I want you guys to know, is that I make podcast with only my mobile phone. I don't have a computer or a laptop, nothing else. I record it with my mobile phone, I edit it with my mobile phone, I upload it with my mobile phone. Everything is done on my mobile phone. So the fact is that my podcast would look sometimes that my podcast would make you feel sometimes that it's not really produced well, but I'm trying my best as I can, because I don't have any other equipments that I can use. So I'm using it on a mobile phone, recording it on a mobile phone, and there are always some pretty much noise around me. So I try to avoid noise and record it at the quietest time possible. So I hope you guys will like this video, and I hope you guys will enjoy this podcast. And again, I'm reminding you that season 2 of Scariest Stories podcast is coming on August 20, 2021. I hope you guys will like that, and that's all I have to say to you guys. So I wish you guys a good day, and thank you for listening.